Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
All right, boys, we're live. Are we live? Are we recording?
We're 38 seconds live, dog.
This has been the podcast.
So far, this has been it. I'm seeing if Dave's got that thing. Drinking a fucking Starbucks. Do you have a Starbucks, Lewis? Only me and Dave?
No, I drink exclusively Body Brain coffee.
Oh, correct.
Yeah, I don't know. Does this count as a Starbucks? Yeah, I guess.
It's like what it's not.
It has Starbucks spray on. If you bought it, then... It has Starbucks written on it, Dave? Yeah, I think it pretty much counts as a fucking Starbucks.
I feel like that would have worked if you didn't take so long to get it out.
Dipshit.
That was way off, like his mouthing, right?
Was it really?
Your mouthing is a big problem. Is it my-
yours is chopping up on my end. I don't know.
Now Lewis is totally frozen.
I'm choppy as fuck. You're both extraordinarily choppy.
Yeah, this is definitely you on this one, Lewis.
This one's you, dude.
Come on.
This is a funny thing to
Why?
See. Like, it's like just, I guess, 5 years now we've been doing these Zoom shows since lockdowns or whatever. But like, there's something funny about just the visual from me and Jay's end where I just see like a perfect picture of Jay and a perfect picture of myself. And then I see Lewis go, and then you make out, he goes, and then you make out from him. He goes, you guys both look choppy to me. And you're like, yeah. I know, but
frozen again. There he is.
From our perspective.
Oh, it froze on you picking your nose, dude.
This is what you guys are. You guys are the frozen ones right now. The thing you're describing right now, Dave, is what you're doing. You're going.
I know, but it is. I've also had those moments. So it took me like years.
You fucking.
It took me years of Jay. I bet you had this moment too on Zoom calls before, but like where everyone else goes out. And then you do have a moment where you're like, everyone else's fucking Wi-Fi fell apart.
Yeah, I'm the only one like, who pays for great Wi-Fi. I guess I'm the only moron. Alex, G-Mike, who is Lewis the one getting screwy on your end or everybody?
All right.
Hi, now we lost
guys, my microphone.
My there are no producers. Unplugged.
You guys are both frozen. Everything. It's fucking up right now.
Yeah, what's going on?
Are Joshua said mine went down as well. Everyone's going down.
Cyber attack. You know, my internet was
question
down for
this
half. The whole time I was home. Alex,
is this an Alex thing? Because she's the person having the call?
Ooh.
Oh, shit, dude. Wait, is it Elon Musk? Is that why all of Twitter?
Like, if you look at our individual feeds, are like we recording perfectly and Alex is just fucking up?
Well, you never look bad on your own end.
Sometimes. Dave, you look good now. Jay, you look good now.
How Thank do I you. Look? You look good now.
Yeah.
First 15 minutes of the show is always finding out who looks best.
Dude, I look like an ugly fucking turtle, dude. I hate that I shave for the Papa Shango costume. When I shave and I'm fat, oh, it is fucking ugly. God damn it.
Fishing for us. Bad. Nah, dude, come on, stop it.
Nah, come on. You're a really good looking turtle.
No, dude. You're like the handsomest turtle I've ever seen.
If you were a lot
turtle,
of women,
pussy.
Yeah, your daughter could do a lot worse than a turtle like you, you know?
Hey, a turtle wishes, am I right?
Oh, a turtle? For a turtle, dude, you're a 10. Like if an actual like a female turtle was bragging to their friends that they hooked up with Louis J. Gomez at Skankfest, that'd be big.
If you were a turtle, you get all the turtle pussy, dude.
Would a snapping turtle cut your dick off if it tried to suck your dick? It would just snap directly off, right?
Is it that strong? It depends how big it is, right?
I mean, it definitely wouldn't feel good.
Turtle is.
I guess both.
Turtle broke his jaw on Dave's dick.
Turtle power.
Tubular.
Totally tubular, dude.
Yeah, dude. Even fucking dude, a turtle would snap off your little wiener, Jay, and swallow it.
Right, the base.
Yeah, dude. Just one little. like a shrimp.
Well, if you're going to have one deviled egg, you might as well have two, right? He's probably going to chomp down yours too, huh? You little no, dude.
My dick's going to be too big. It's not going to be able to get his mouth open wide enough.
Dude, no turtle could suck my dick for sure. I've seen turtles fucking go to work on your dick deep throat, dude.
Yeah, dude. I mean, your dick would so easily fit in a turtle's mouth. It's crazy. He was such a small dick.
Dude, your dick, when people go, how big is Lewis's dick? I go, turtle mouth size. How big's a turtle mouth? Like an inch?
I heard Lewis told the turtle. He goes, that's crazy.
Me and Lewis are talking. Lewis, your dick is so little. Probably a gerbil could eat it.
Work is it, Dave?
Well, no, it doesn't work anymore. Obviously, it's a dumb joke on the turtle dick thing, but you guys keep going.
Sorry, we get pretty heated when we get into these fucking cock battles.
Let's see. Would a turtle bite off your dick if it bit it? I'm asking ChatGPT. Short answer is almost definitely not. I would have guaranteed a turtle would bite off your cock.
Well, I mean, a tortoise, perhaps.
Snapping turtles are the exception, but they rarely sever body parts. They break skin, cause deep laceration, possibly take off the tip of something.
Oh, but my God. Would you rather just lose your whole dick or your dick head?
Alligator snapping turtles is the strongest bites of the rest. So in theory, a giant alligator snapping turtle could do real damage and bite off your dick. Human tissue is flexible.
But did you hear my question? All right.
What was your question? Sorry, I was reading.
Would you rather lose the head of your dick or your whole dick?
Head.
I feel like they're there's nothing better about just losing the head, or there's nothing better about losing all of it, but they do seem like pretty much equal fates.
No way. Shut up, dickless. At least I have something. Fucking dickless Dave over here.
Dave just takes no dick.
All right, but that is the best thing about only getting your dick head cut off is just if you're around the guy who got his whole dick cut off. Dude, you could be like, at least I'm not this jerk off.
You know what, over Doc? Here. You know what, Doc? I'm gonna stop crying, sew it up, and let's just fucking get back in the game.
I got 4 inches of fucking heat right here. At least I'm not dickless like this fucking jerk off.
This guy's got no dick.
Dude, I would simply just find dickless people to become my friends. I would feel so good about having all this cock.
Didn't they do a dick transplant successfully at some point? So maybe if it's all gone, maybe it's easier to get a new dick.
I feel like there's the devils are in the detail with the word successfully. Like they did a transplant successfully, but that might just count as like he's still alive, so it was successful.
Let's look at
feeling on my dick.
Let's look if it works. Could they possibly make you feel nerves from something they attach?
I'm sure they can.
I don't think so. No. Yeah. No, that they could maybe fix like your nerves, but like to add a whole new dick and you feel it.
If you had 4 inches of your dick left, just because the tip of it's completely bent off, it's just the tip. Clunk. An inch and a corner, maybe. Goodbye, tip. Right? Now you have just this stump here, right? Do you still feel it? Like, if you get that stump sucked, does it still feel good? Or how much does the tip really matter?
You see Tony Ayo wants to do skanks on Monday?
He wants to do skanks on Monday?
Oh, I'm a yes for that.
I just got off the phone with him. What a friendly guy.
He's super friendly and he loves to talk on the phone. Like I texted him. He's like, can I call you? And then he talks to me for a full 20 minutes. I'm like,
I feel bad that I had to sort of rush him off the phone to get back to this show right now. It was crazy.
I gotta go.
That's so funny. You just want to talk to Alex. It's nice to meet you, Alex. You want to hear some crazy 50 Cent stories?
I thought he was pranking me. I get a random phone call from Tony Ayo. He's like, yo, this is Tony Ayo. And I'm like, the rapper? What? And he's like, yeah, man. So I was talking to Fitty and I really love comedy and blah, blah. And I'm like, this is like somebody pranking me. This is like Derek Gaines doing a prank show on me or whatever.
Where did you get your number through?
Some other black guy and some other like rapper. I don't know, dude.
You give your number to one, they all have it.
He spoke highly of me. He's never met me, Alex. Why is he speaking so highly? Why is he such a nice person?
So excited to get. He was breaking down how similar battle rap is to comedy. And like,
oh, because I told him about mine and Big J's battle rap.
Nice.
He wants to freestyle on the show. He's the man.
I love that came up in a conversation with Lewis and Tony Yayo. So it's just like, I dabbled myself.
Oh, battle rap. Yeah, I'm familiar. It's a tough game.
I understand where you're coming from, Tony.
Oh, yeah. No, the hip hop game's crazy. I had to get out.
You lose big, you know? Sometimes you lose. You lose big. So wait, who is Tony Yayo?
He was in G Unit. He was like 50 Cent's guy. He was in jail when 50 Cent and them first blew up, and Eminem wore like a free Yayo shirt to the Grammys. That was a big deal. And then he came out and he was in G Unit during the height of them being like the biggest thing in the world.
G Unit.
He put out a couple albums and stuff. Like he was a rap. He's a very good interview. Like he's a funny guy and he's very like personable.
No, he was super personable, too personable to the point where I thought I was being pranked.
Oh yeah. No, it could be a problem. He's your best friend.
I
was like, now.
I texted him. I was like, my best friend now.
I was like, dude, I was like, follow me on social media so I know it's really you. They didn't answer me for 2 days. I was like, all right, this is somebody pranking me. And then I got a follow on social media. He was like, just did it, yo. I was like, why are you so weirdly nice, Tony Yayo? What were you in jail for? What are you hiding?
Hey man, I'd like to invest heavy in Gas Digital. I don't see. I don't even see the numbers.
It was like he was. I don't know what he was in jail for, but like it would be hilarious if it was like insider trading or something like that. It was like, no, you got me all wrong.
Something super white guy. Yeah,
I murdered three comedians on a podcast.
Or something beautiful. Is like my family was starving. I had to steal some bread. I steal bread.
It's the plot of Les Miserables.
That's what I was just going to say. I didn't know
my sister was starving. She had a daughter. I had to steal her bread. I've been on the run for 20 years. My name is Jean Valjean, 24601.
Damn, dude. I don't know that one at all. I saw that one and I don't know it.
You saw Les Mis?
Yeah.
24601.
Sick. Phantom of the Opera stuck.
Phantom of the Opera's cool, but Les Mis is a better play.
No. Les Miserables doesn't have a giant chandelier that almost falls on the audience.
That was fun.
That was cool.
Does Legion of Skanks want to buy ad space in my son's like school play? What do they call them?
I would rather just cut them a check. That seems inappropriate.
What do they call them?
Playbill?
It's a playbill, but what do they call it when the schools do it? When they are trying. No.
Waste of time?
There's a word for it. Oh, God damn, I'm going to have to get this tattooed on me.
Can you give me a direction?
Well, what's the word for what? Are you talking about the playbill, the program?
No, the advertisement that you buy in the back of a kid's playbill or in the yearbook.
Sponsor? Sponsorship?
Nope. I'm going to ask ChatGPT because they're going to know.
Probably.
What do you call the advertisement in the back of the?
You mean like the tranny sex ads?
Or a playbill for a high school musical? No. Booster.
I've
never heard the term used in that way.
Yeah. No? I've heard it as far as college sports.
Well, do we want to buy a booster in James's play, guys?
For Legion of Skanks?
Nah.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Don't be cheap.
Could be a big opportunity for the show. What are you trying to sell us? What are you asking us right now?
On the back of his playbills are going to be the Legion of Skanks logo?
If you're just asking for money for your kid.
Yeah, do you want us to give you money for your son?
Yep. These guys, he didn't get his money and he's gone. That was all Lewis.
I don't want to be part of the show.
Lewis just came to tell us about an investment opportunity and then dip out.
Oh, I guess you guys want to be boosters. Bye.
You guys, I got 32 more podcast spots today trying to pitch these boosters.
Yeah.
Dougie, there's like 250 parents that will maybe become Legion of Skanks fans after this.
I don't want the word Skanks to appear in your child's playbill.
Yeah.
I'll pay $250 to keep it out. Yeah, now we're talking. Part of the problem. Part of the problem is
the Big J's big fucking streams, whatever you call them.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to talk to the people on the back end of Part of the Problem, which ironically is you.
I mean, Big J's big fucking streams are falling apart with no internet at home.
Turns out that was a key component. It was right there up there with Jay. It was the two things that you really needed.
There's two legs to this beast, Jay and internet.
I want to live stream, but I really just don't have time ever.
All right. All right. I feel the same way.
All right, Jay.
Huh?
Looks like it makes you very sad. He said, I want to live stream.
Time ever. I would like to do it. It's fun to do, but I got to learn how to do it like without doing there.
So you're trying to figure out a way to fire Dylan? Is what you're trying to tell us?
No. I still have to send it to him to do the whole thing. I'm just got to find a way to do it so he doesn't have to, like, you know what I mean? Like, cause then it's just like
getting in there every week.
He can come, and it's like if I get it on a set schedule, it's like it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
No time, no rest for the weary. They say, or wicked, wicked.
Ooh, Wicked 2 is coming out this week.
Is it Wicked?
I'm going to see it. You guys going to see it?
No, I didn't see Wicked 1.
Why is it jam, dude?
Did you see any of the jams at all, Davey?
No.
Me and Lewis donned our fucking masks. I think Josh Ademeyer's lost the nose mask. That was the coolest
one. He was trying to do cocaine up it. Like, wow, look at this. I can get so much cocaine in here.
Finally, a nose that can support cocaine. Yeah. Whatchamacallit? I guess we're going to recap everything on Monday.
I mean, we don't have to spend the whole time recapping. Let's talk about it here. I think it's actually better on the hang to talk about fucking G Mike, the fucking king.
I know.
G Mike was great. Alex was great. It was
Serafina was great.
Serafina was great. They all did a good job. Yeah. No, you know what? Honestly, Jake did fine. It played perfect for what the show was supposed to be.
Do we, are we not exposed? By the time this comes out, people will know who won. It's out.
Yeah. It's out today.
Yeah. It's airing.
Now it's airing. Yeah. Currently airing.
Nice.
Yeah. So if you were going to write this as a TV show, that's how you would have written it to play out. Literally exactly how it played out.
We essentially did, but it was relying on all of them to do the job, and they did.
Yeah. But G Mike, how do you feel, dude? You fucking have to feel like a king right now.
Felt good. I had people at the airport coming up to me to tell me how well I did. So that felt good.
And it was great. It worked even better just for the moment that G Mike tried to puss out of it and then went up and fucking killed. But it was
you were joking.
No. I totally tried to. I was going to leave the building.
Man, Mike was going to leave.
No, that was
you didn't see the thing he was doing because it's off to the side, and there's probably no cameras that caught it. But he was going, he goes, just bring the girls on. And I just wasn't understanding what was going on. I was like, oh, I think there was like an actual thing. And he was like, I can't do it. I'm not able to. I was like, oh, I'm like, what? He goes, I got something else I got to do. And I went, during the show? And then he just goes, and then he went, please, 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 please. And I went, what's happening? And then he was like, I can't, just bring the girls on. And he walked away. And then when we started the thing, I was like, I guess we lost our host. And then realizing it was like, but I can kind of tell it's, you know what it was. He was getting just like terrified, which I said, I was the right person to do that to, because I don't know if you guys did this particularly. I don't think so. But like I said, I just so remember so vividly, like my first times going, like I went at least four times before, like three or four times without going on, even being called.
One of the times, Ray
just called my name and I just didn't go on still. I was like,
I didn't have that, but it's not that far off from, I mean, there was maybe a year, maybe not quite a year, but like, I think almost a year of like Lewis trying to convince me to do stand up and me like agreeing that I will do it, but let me really write first. Like, let me get some really good ideas down. And then of course I just ended up doing it without having anything. But I had a similar type thing where I went to a lot of comedy shows and was thinking about doing it, but didn't have the balls to do it.
Well, no, I'm saying by the time you said I'm going to do it, you went that night and did it. My thing was,
I'm saying I had told Lewis, if you remember, like I had said, I'm going to do it a bunch. You really pushed me for a long time. And then I just,
but you were actually like, at the club, like I'm going on tonight.
No, I didn't have that. No. I'm saying I didn't have the same thing as you. I didn't go to do an open mic and not go up on stage.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It was pretty close. It was pretty close to that.
I spent that whole week each time being like, all right, dude, I got to go up there and do it. I'm going to do it this time. And then went there and completely whiffed. So I know also how much that sucked afterwards, and it's going to go how it's going to go either way. Do you know what I mean? Also, I have confidence G Mike was going to do good.
Yeah, but G Mike also went up to 2,000 people who knew him, and as soon as it started going good, now he's murdering in front of.
Yeah, it's not a foregone conclusion. So here's the deal: G Mike could have easily bombed, right?
Oh,
so
he had
to be funny very quickly, and then the audience really wanted him to win. Once he had that moment where they wanted him to win, then he's had to tap it in. And it was the same thing with Serafina and the same thing with Alex. They all opened up they opened up strong and fun and confident, and that's why they killed Jake. The problem with Jake is the audience wanted him to fail. It's like when me and Big J are in a battle, the audience wants me to lose. It's the funnier solution 99% of the time. It's a funnier solution when I lose. So they're rooting for me to lose, which is just like it's very interesting. And it's not even because it's not that they don't like Jake.
You know what's funny,
it's
Lewis?
Just funnier that Jake is losing.
You know what's funny, Lewis, in that regard too? As you just said that, I'm thinking though. It's why it's funny. Like if we do an actual test of skill – where there's just a very defined.
Yeah, you have no power. You have no power over me.
Yeah. When it was like the basketball, the actual basketball game, no power. The basketball video game, no power. But it's like anything where the audience involved. Yeah, it's like
I'll never do another battle with you again where it's based off of the audience voting. It's never happening because even the rap battle, you probably edged me out a little bit. Some people thought I won, but it was so overwhelming. They were so on your side, but they just wanted me to fucking lose it. I would have had to kill you. Would have had to flub. You did flub once, these fucking cocksuckers. But you would have had to flub so many times in order for me to. It's crazy, and they still wanted me to lose, which is fine. I'm also down to play the fucking heel and down to play the guy that fucking lose. I don't give a shit about I step outside of myself and I see what's funny, and I also think that Jake does that as well. He understands, and he
you were saying for all of them, right? Obviously the audience, Jake was up against it because like you said, it's the funniest answer is for him to lose, and obviously Alex and G Mike, the fans know them really well, but it's still Skankfest and you're still getting up in front of thousands of people, and it's an environment where look, if Alex fucked up and mangled the first couple jokes or was nervous or didn't deliver well, the audience isn't above getting into booing her or above her, so you're risking you could
they could have bombed the other truth is this is that Jake Stunk and the other three did a great job.
That's actually
the truth.
But it's an interesting – but I'm just saying that it's an interesting dynamic where, you could bomb in front of thousands of people at Skankfest, but if you can just get all that energy behind you, and you'd see it. It was cool for us to watch, I think, particularly in G Mike and Alex. You'd see when their first couple things hit real hard, and then you could see them start to enjoy it, and the nerves fall away, and it was just – I don't know. Then it – and then you're in this electric environment. It was cool.
Extra props to fucking Serafina and Jake, though. Both G Mike and Alex have at least just in experiences with us over the years, been on gigantic stages and looked
down.
Even just having the visual thing of okay, I'm standing here as a focal point.
Serafina's also never been to Skankfest. Think about that, where you don't even know what to expect. And I don't know if Serafina's here now, but I did have a really sweet conversation with her. I was like, look, there's going to be pre-Skankfest Serafina and post-Skankfest Serafina. And I already saw a switch happen in her.
No one wants to say what he did to her next.
There's pre-rape Serafina and rape kid Serafina.
Hey, clean yourself up. You're different Serafina now. You're after Serafina now.
Clean yourself off, you bitch.
Clean yourself up. You're after Skankfest Serafina.
I was really proud. I was so proud of Alex. I had a nice moment with Alex as well afterwards. It's just fucking look. I love these guys, and I know it's cheesy to say, but we're all fucking legitimately close friends, and fucking watching these guys get to experience Skankfest on a higher level, where doing the fights Josh and Jake and Harrington and these guys and G Mike, it's an experience, dude. Like you kind of walk out of it a different person. You go like, I showed up and I fucking did what I was supposed to do, getting up on stage and doing stand-up comedy.
Both of them are up there. If you said the things that people are most terrified of, public speaking, where you could be rejected, and fist fighting are like
black people.
Well, I didn't say they were one and two, but they're two and three.
Hold on, all the things that people are most afraid of, public speaking and fighting. If you add black people into the mix, it makes it that much scarier.
Public speaking in front of black people or fighting black people, it does make it much scarier.
Can't imagine they were black. This is so much worse.
Oh God, I'm scared.
Everyone just ate a dick and then got beat up. Like there were no success stories if the audience was black.
No, dude. But yeah, I was proud to watch them just do all that shit. And the fight, dude, how fun were the fights this year? Holy shit.
The fights were fantastic. I said, that's another shout out, man. Fucking Paco and Drew Montana. Also, one of the funniest things with that is because Paco was first person walked into the ring and Drew Montana got in the ring after him. And then Paco fucking, I mean, you look deep into this fight, 28 minutes into the fight, Paco's still in there. And, you know, I'm looking for Paco all the time. So he keeps getting Paco. Paco's great. Paco, look at Paco. Finally, Drew Montana had to be like, hey, man, I'm the person who got in the ring right behind Paco. And you're like, oh, shit, Drew Montana is still here. And, dude, both of them came down to, like, the last
25 minutes, I think, about they both fought for.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Drew, that was so impressive.
Drew Montana was number three. Dave, did you watch that fight, the Royal Rumble?
I think I had shows going on during the Royal Rumble. I saw a few.
It was so fun.
Paco was like fifth place.
And Drew was number two. Paco was, fifth or sixth. Dom, it's coming out in order. Yeah, Dom was number three. Dom's got fucking flatlined by that big dude. that was the dude that proposed to his chick on our show that he was in.
No, Term?
No, yeah. Dom.
Oh, Term got fucking knocked out.
No, but Dom got flatlined by that big dude who proposed to his chick. Dom's one of the producers at Gas Digital.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. The guy getting knocked. Yeah, dude, it was great when everybody would like team up on like a big scary guy.
Yeah, they jumped me, dude.
Oh yeah, they jumped Lewis, which is pretty hilarious.
I was doing pretty good. I thought at first I was coming in. I was fucking throwing some hands, getting the crowd excited.
Change your clothes for 5 seconds.
I know, I was gonna fucking. No, I was in there for like I'd say a minute, minute and a half. And then teamed up on me and then they jumped me.
Dave, you missed the fight. If you weren't there for the second or the last day, taser fight finals was maybe the greatest fight I've ever seen in the history of fighting. It was a movie. And I'm so happy that Joe List was there with his documentary crew. That price of admission alone, it was crazy. It would get like somebody would grab the taser and it would get knocked away like across the ring, and then they would like crawl towards it, and then someone would get it, and it would be like this whole excitement would build up, and then it would get knocked away again. Dude, it was wild. It was so awesome, intense. David Tell was like next to me the whole time for it too. And this is why I go this next part. I go this kind of
Sun Gun Wrestling was. Sun Gun Wrestling was truly a highlight. That one's coming back next year.
That and Miss and
Walmart fights, so funny. Miss Skank Fest was great, but I'll say the fights for a second. Say the Skank fights for a second.
Well, he sort of is
because I know you were. Oh, it was a different event. Let's talk about that separately as well, because I would do that next year as well, which was awesome. But you were worried about people in the Royal Rumble, like getting like flatlined, and what's kind of funny is it ended up being more controlled than we thought it was going to be. Because it was like people wanted to conserve their energy, and it was like people broke off in their own like one-on-one fights. It was like it wasn't like just like an all-out melee. There are times which was very exciting, but it's like people were too tired by the end to like fucking go ape shit by the time there was a bunch of people in there, so it just ended up naturally self-controlling itself.
Yeah, it was pretty it was fun to watch. Wild event.
Yeah. We're going to put a handful of those fights out in a couple weeks on YouTube. We're going to obviously put out some of this other Skankfest content. Eventually, you guys, people complain. They're like, dude, why do we pay for it on VH when you put it out eventually? It's like, well, you're paying for it to watch it live and to watch it in advance. So it's like, you're going to likely see the other Skankfest episodes as an episode. When we need an episode one day in the next few months, if one of us or two of us are out of town, we'll probably use that as a replacement.
Doesn't that point. I know you end up responding to like every dumb fan's dumb complaint about everything, and me and Jay don't see it as much. But isn't that just like a self-defeating complaint? If you're like, what's the point of buying it if we're going to get it eventually? It's like, so then don't buy it and wait to get it eventually.
What's the point? It's like you go to the movies and pay $20 or you can wait for it to come on TV.
It's like, yeah, but that's the point. You have that option to wait and not pay the money, and you pay the money to get it now.
Yep. It's dumb logic.
Yep.
Fucking
I would love to... it's just like they also have like this thing. They're like, well, we pay for Gas Digital. Why don't we get it? Well, it's not produced by Gas Digital. It's a completely separate company. It's really nothing to do with Gas Digital at all. Like, we have a podcast network that.
That's what I was just saying the other day. I was like, I pay for cable. How come I don't get a sandwich? You know? And then the guy at the sandwich shop was like, no, you still got to pay me a different thing for the sandwich. I had the same argument with him. I don't get it either. You should get everything. You should get everything if you subscribe to Gas Digital.
Lewis, are you on Ethernet?
No.
Can you?
Not very real.
I don't have an Ethernet cable or thing up here. I can get that set up. I haven't it for years, so that's why it never became a priority.
You're getting choppy a lot.
Yeah, I know today that. I apologize. I was going to blame you guys again because you guys were both in a whole warbled world, and then I remembered that it was me.
Oh, look at that. Something dawned on you.
What was that bit we were doing when something dawned on me?
You just said that one day. It's like, he goes, it never dawned on me. He goes, you know what, dude? I just realized nothing's ever dawned on me before. That's such a funny sentence to say.
Yeah, I vaguely remember having a lot of fun with this.
Nothing's ever dawned on me before.
And there was Lewis was like shocked the first time something dawned on him. He was like, I'm dawning.
Something's dawning.
What is this feeling? Has this been dawning? Does this happen to the rest of you?
Let's do plugs real quick.
Did you just switch microphones?
Yeah, by accident. This microphone stand for it because this piece of the bass is a little bit wobbly. So when I gotta set up the stand. Maybe I'll do that while you guys are doing your plugs.
Go ahead, Davey.
In a couple days, 2 days. Or wait, hold on. You guys listen to this on Friday. So
I just put in the chat. It's episodes, was it 722, The Dawning?
This Saturday night, I'll be in Poughkeepsie at Laugh It Up. I believe there are a few tickets left for the late show. The first show is sold out. And then that's my last thing for the year. But next year, I got weekends at in Philly at the Helium out there, in Comedy Key West at the Helium out in Portland, the Helium in St. Louis, a bunch more. I'll be on the road all year next year, so we'll be a bunch more dates on my website soon. ComicDaveSmith.com for all that stuff. Of course, Part of the Problem is my other podcast, and that's all.
Oh, hey, BigJComedy.com for all my dates. I'm everywhere, on the road forever. Look for a city near you. And can you bring up my site there? Thank you. I'm currently in Salt Lake City. Their first show is sold out on Saturday, but there might be some tickets for the second one. Helium Comedy Club. You know, we're doing Story Wars there next Wednesday, and then I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Is there a Sunday listed here? Damn it. Yeah, one show. Yes. So, and Lewis is going to be there with me all weekend, so that's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of guests, appearances from all your favorite Philly guys. Drew, Naeem, I'm sure will be there every year. Tim Butterly going to be missed. But yeah, all the guys that are in town are going to come hang out. Maybe we'll get Shane out. But yeah, all over the place. So look for a city near you. Watch fucking Legion of Skanks. Listen to Bonfire with me and Bobby Kelly. Yeah, dude, look at that timing. Cut that mic up. But his headphones don't.
Is it my turn now? I just plugged in my microphone.
Yeah. It just became your turn.
Thank you, guys. Come see me on the road. I'll be in Nashville and Zanies. I'm opening for Big J in Philly New Year's weekend, which is Thanksgiving weekend, which is a lot of fun. Yeah, Nashville coming up, Columbus, Ohio, with Zach Miko, Real Ass Podcast Reunion at the Attic Comedy Club, Columbus, Ohio, plus a stand-up show earlier in the night. Then that weekend, we're in Columbus and Miamisburg, Batavia, Illinois, and a lot more. All new material, going out on the road, killing it. Check out my brand new special. I got 3 specials on YouTube, but I got a brand new one called You're Making This Worse. And check out all the other podcasts that I do, The Regs, Story Wars, all here on the Gas Digital Network. And a very special announcement coming up this Monday. Also, you guys should check out Monday on Gas Digital at 1:30. We're premiering the Knives and Spoons reading that we did at Skankfest, which was a real ass reunion.
Oh, that was fun.
That Jay and Dave were a part of, and which I consider, and I barely spoke on the actual podcast, but I consider it to be maybe the best podcast I've ever been a part of.
It was very funny.
So fucking good. Everyone was,
I mean,
so
I left that thing being like, I don't know if there's ever been a funnier show that we've done than that. Like, it was just it was like crying laughing.
It was at the core time of like who we are. If you look at like what we did with the poem back in the day, which is taking something that I've written and then just sort of obliterating it, right? It was the poem. Imagine an hour and a half version of the poem that was like with also not only you guys, but then adding Bobby Kelly, Dan Soder, and Tim Dillon, who are all fucking brilliant.
And Zach Amico, dude.
Who and Zach. Fucking, what am I even talking about? And Zach Amico
was killing it that episode.
Dude. I mean, I can't wait to show it everyone. It'll be out on Gas Digital on Monday at 1:30 p.m. So right after Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. How exciting.
Yeah.
Now I don't have to touch my microphone. It won't go out anymore.
Nice.
See, guys? I care about you guys.
Hey. That's great.
I have to buy so many privacy trees right now.
Yeah.
The amount of privacy trees that I have to buy is fucking bonkers.
What do privacy trees cost?
I have to buy like 35 of them. If I had a guess, it's going to cost me around $5,000, $6,000 to get them all put in. And that's if I get them smaller.
Yeah, right. It's a matter of what size you buy them too.
Yeah. If you buy them small, you have to wait. But they grow like 3 to 5 feet per year. This is, nobody cares. I'm also looking for.
You go on real Christmas tree or fake Christmas tree?
I think I'm going to go back to fake, dude. I was doing real for a while. And, I did real for a while, and now that I have to get such a big tree, I almost feel like I don't want to fucking, what's it called? I don't want to have to deal with that many fucking pine needles all over my living room. I want to get like a 15-foot high tree.
I'll tell you, I have a huge fake tree, and they fucking shed too, but not like a real one. But like when you're like getting it out of the bag and stuff and like putting it up for the year, like, yeah, some of them green shits fall off.
Look at Alex taking shots at us.
What? She got a real tree?
She goes, definitely stay on this rather than finishing your Skankfest recap. This is riveting.
Shut the fuck up, Alex. Also, I don't know what happened to my StreamYard thing. Like, I don't see you guys, and I don't know where it is on my fucking screen. Like, it's just, I minimized it by accident, and now my fucking life is looking for this as I'm trying to fucking talk to you guys.
Hilarious to just look at Lewis's face while on some level knowing he's lost and looking for us.
He's having what you call technical difficulties.
There you are.
Hey.
Got it. Christ all fucking mighty, dude. I'm sweating now thinking about it.
I know you're all shiny.
Shut the fuck up, Alex. Privacy trees rule, bitch. What else is Skankfest? So Jay, you love the Miss Skankfest pageant as well.
I mean, the pageant was great, but it was made it great was two lunatics named Angelina.
The Angelina fight.
Were the most two hated people by the crowd.
No. I think people liked Angelina 1. They hated Angelina 2. No, people loved Angelina 1.
The one on mushrooms?
Yep.
Did they?
Yep.
I thought they were just like cheering her on because she was incoherent.
I think it started off as them being like, yay, let's cheer on a retard. And then it turned into them falling in love with her.
Oh, they loved her because she just went, Dave, do you know, did you hear about this at all?
I don't think so.
She just goes in the thing. She goes, oh, mushrooms. I don't give a fuck. And I'll fucking bare knuckle fight any bitch in this place. And then the other Angelina tried to dive into the ring to fist fight her bare knuckle. They have no problems with each other. They just got both heated.
And other Angelina was the girl. Remember, she used to show up to the stand all the time. Dalton used to fuck this chick. She just like, she Is just that her? Sucked. Yes. She just sucked the whole time in the contest. She was so unlikable. I was like, what's your talent? She's like, fucking comedians. And she started naming comedians she's fucked. It's like, Christ almighty. You are the, like, it's just what you don't want in a girl that you put your dick in.
Yeah, she was pretty baddie. But, you know, I assume to some degree putting it on for the show, which was great. But she, like, they were trying to go at it, and then someone goes, like, let him fight. And then someone just threw boxing gloves in the ring, and they both agreed to fucking – and they just beat the shit out of each other for
– during a beauty contest, during the talent portion of a beauty pageant, Dave.
And then they brought up the girl – and then they brought next to the girl who won, whose talent was just like, I'm going to tell a joke. And everyone's like, yeah, you sweetheart.
No, we loved her. She was a cute, like a cute black chick, not slutty at all. Nope. Just straight up like really just nice wearing girl. Jeans. Yeah. She's a nice girl who was like, shouldn't be at Skankfest at all. And she was a real fan of ours. That's what won the crowd over. I asked like, obviously she was a real fan. So then the crowd went fucking nuts. They were like, it's a black fucking fan. That's our chick.
Yeah, she was such a sweetheart. And like, so she won after these girls just like beat the shit out of each other. And I was like, yeah, beat it.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to, what was her name again? Do we remember?
Charmaine, Miss Skankfest.
Charmaine. Shout out to Charmaine, Miss Skankfest. The first ever Miss Skankfest. What a fucking event. Yeah. My highlight was probably the Knives and Spoons reading, though. What was your highlight, Jay?
I mean, that was pretty great. The Knives and Spoons was pretty great. But I mean, My inner just like hyped up Jerry Springer fan that fucking those two girls. I mean, the fights in general, but those two fights were fucking crazy.
Yeah. I would still, by a very narrow margin, and it's very close because I do think the reading was like the funniest podcast of Jake the whole set. Goddamn festival. Jake set. No, honestly, Alex and G Mike set. To me was like, I don't know, that was just really cool. They've been producing this show for so long and stuff, and to see them like killing it at Skank, I don't know, that was like to me like, and also must that be. Whole the same
mask also, Davey, don't forget it.
Oh yeah, yeah, well I would put those above that, but what was the same podcast that Kim did the big the big K Oker said that, right? Like that podcast in general was, I thought, one of the best. That might be the best Legion of Skanks we've ever done at Skankfest. Like, so that was up there. The doing Unmasked was a lot of fun. And that was like a particular honor to me because I'm, you know, a big fan of Ron Bennington and stuff. So that was
big. K Oker said sandbagged Serafina's bit. Big K Okerson.
What do you mean?
The ultimate interrupter.
Well, let me say this. She was supposed to have a 3-minute limit. The only reason why I allowed it, because Kim was kind of right. She got a huge pop and she was already over the three. She was like 3.5 minutes. I said 3 minutes, like 30 seconds before. So technically, yeah.
Not 30 seconds before. And then when Alex hit 3 minutes, all of a sudden he says, do two more jokes. Where's this guy's fairness? It seems crazy.
Fine. You know what? We'll give Alex second place. Serafina's first. Jake Slickle's a gun in the ass.
Flip flop. It don't matter. Jake's getting fucked in the ass. And he's going to get fucked in the ass, cut his hair, and be Mike's bitch.
It's so funny. Dude, the Jake Harrington fight was great, too.
Great.
I did make sure to catch.
It went down exactly how we thought it would go down, except fucking Harrington's.
I thought Harrington would have finished the fight. To be honest, it didn't go exactly as I thought. It did get stopped in the last round. That's right. My mistake.
Whatchamacallit? Jason Ellis, Uncle
Harrington Ray's called out Jamar Neighbors. Really? Is that a thing?
And Jamar said,
"Oh, yes. You weren't there for that. That's insane." Yeah, because Harrington got into the ring on the Royal Rumble fight. He came in like seventh or eighth, and him and Jamar just started going ape shit on each other. And of course Jamar's like a fucking monster, and he clipped Harrington fell. And then Harrington got in the ring afterwards. He's like, I got jumped by Jamar. I want you next year. And I'm like, literally, I'm going, Harrington, Jamar will, and I mean it, like in any way that you wanted to call it, Jamar could put Harrington down in with any way
with a year of full straight work.
Jamar, if I went Jamar, you have to finish the fight in the first round with a left hook to the body. You think you could do that?
100%. Probably with it, you could get it to a 30-second mark. Is Harrington in the house, Alex?
Yeah, he is. He's got clothes on, though, so don't even waste the time with the camera.
No, he literally just left for the night. I'm sorry, boys. He's confident, though. He does not. You're not going to be able to convince him to not take this fight if you will let him take this fight.
Maybe Uncle Laser might be a fight that's also a tough fight for him.
Uncle Laser would be such a fun fight for Mike. I think that'd be great.
You know,
I think he has internal damage.
I think from what I've seen of it, and people have criticized Harrington before for fighting guys who are like too low skill level when he's better than them. But I think Jamar is not a good idea for Harrington
to
fight.
Similar to Paul's now stepping up to fight Anthony Joshua next.
But yeah. That is a great, because you're like, dude, fight a real guy. And then they announce that fight and you're like, well, no, dude. Not
that real guy, you psycho.
What's wrong with you? Just going to flatline you.
When's he going to fight him?
December 19th.
Oh, that's happening that soon. That's because he's taking the place of the other guys out, right?
Yes.
He went from Gervonta Davis, who was 5'5",
to not an exhibition. Joshua. It's not an exhibition. It's a professional sanctioned bout at heavyweight. Jake Paul against Anthony Joshua.
I don't know if it's going to happen. I have a feeling it's just not going
to
happen.
You have to assume it's not going to happen. It's too crazy.
Is it already agreed upon? Is it like signed?
Signed, sealed, delivered. But I think you're going to see an injury. You're going to see something happen. I think Jake's a master of catching clout. There's no fucking way. If he gets in there, I respect him. There's no way. Did you see what Anthony Joshua did to Francis Ngannou? Mm-hmm. He knocked out Francis Ngannou. Nobody's ever knocked out Francis Ngannou. But not only did he knock him out, he knocked him out for like 3.5 minutes. Like completely out. Really? Like medical problem out. Like, really? Yeah, dude. No, it's crazy. Like,
and just a straight right hand down the middle, perfect on the button, put him out cold. I mean, the dude hits so goddamn hard. He's also a way better technical boxer than Jake Paul.
Oh my god, like, he's got the reach, he's got size, power, better boxer. Black. It's crazy. I mean, God bless Jake Paul. I don't believe the fight's gonna happen, but this is what's gonna happen to Harrington against fucking Jamar.
It's not a good idea for him. No, he should fight like step up and fight someone tougher if he wants to. But I think it's.
Well, I think Uncle Laser is a good call. Is this it?
Yeah,
I think Uncle Laser is actually a good call.
This is the first time he drops him.
Yeah.
Man, it sucks losing in pink.
Good night.
Damn, really behind the ear.
Yeah, Joshua's a monster, dude. I mean, God bless him. God bless Jake Paul if he does it.
If he does this, he's got you could never, he will get knocked out, but you could never not respect the shit out of him if he goes the distance.
It's a goddamn win. If he goes the distance, it's a win.
If he goes the distance, he's giving money. He paid him to do that.
I mean, probably. if he does at all well in the fight, it's like, oh, he's actually a legitimately great professional boxer. The average professional boxer his size couldn't do good in that fight. An excellent world champion boxer at his weight class shouldn't take that fight.
No. But anyway, the point we're all making is that, Alex, this is going to be your husband.
Stop this from happening.
You gotta stop it. And here's the thing with Jamar. Like, Jamar, we kind of saw it.
You got to knock out the battle royal.
Yeah, he actually fucking knocked Term out. I mean, not knocked out. He did stand up, but he was out. Yeah. Jamar hit it very hard. I've sparred with Jamar. Jamar is the fastest person I've ever sparred with.
Really?
And he's got real power. He's holding back with power too. And he was in fucking combat boots when I sparred with him. He legitimately crazy, crazy speed.
He's got you're honest, completely remove real ass ego from the equation. You versus Jamar, it is can you make that a competitive fight, or you think he just destroys you?
No, he destroys me. Yeah, no, he's too fast. The speed is the issue there, and he's got really good timing, and he's got really good reflex. He's got an extra bone in his foot, and he's black.
Yeah, that does hurt. Yeah, that does.
Yeah.
So it's kind of ridiculous for Harrington to fight someone.
Harrington would be better off fighting Lewis. Harrington would be better off fighting me, and I would not. I mean, I will. No offense to Harrington, I love him, but I could also probably beat Harrington in any round in any way that you tell me to.
Can you, you've never actually said this out loud. Can you beat up Harrington? You've never made this clear in the past.
Hey, Jay, Royal Rumble next year, Jay. You got this, dude. This is not even that crazy. You don't even got to, like, all you, if it gets too hot in the kitchen.
I watched a guy get knocked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'd rather do a one-on-one thing before I do that.
We fight Uncle Laser.
I will say, there's a weird thing. Like, I saw the other day some video, just like some fight video, you know, on Twitter, where there's like the dudes getting in, you know, the fights in like a bar where there's just chairs flying and shit like that. And like, I watched like two different guys got just knocked out cold by a chair hitting them in the side of the head while they're trying to fight people. And like, there is something about the confidence by which people jump in those fights that I do find more like surprising than just fighting a guy. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm with Jay on that. Like, I'm not doing any of this dumb shit. But I'd fight someone way before I just jumped in a thing where, like, I might take a punch that I don't even have a chance to see coming. That's, like, a whole different
level. Well, in those moments, you know, in those moments, whatever it is, even when you get into a street fight, whatever that instinct to survive, I don't know if it's, like, helping or hurting there, but you, like, yeah. Adrenaline kicks in and you, like, you go, it's like, well, no, I'm going to fucking fight you. And we've all been there before. We've gotten into fights with multiple people or been in a bar fight. Your friends get, and you go like, you're like, no, if you could step outside of yourself and be like, no, walk the fuck away. You're crazy. Somebody can have a weapon. Somebody could pull up a glass bottle. But when you're in that moment, it's the same reason me and Jay will chase people down with our cars and fucking, and get very close to like crazy situations, like helicopter overhead with the news showing up situations. Like, no,
you're never taking me alive, copper situations. I'll die before I go back situations.
Me and Jay will Thelma and Louise our lives. We're a few decisions away from that being the end of our life, is me and Jay holding hands in a fucking Cadillac and going off a cliff.
Goodbye, cruel world.
Because somebody cut us off.
Our luck, we fucking, the convertible top opens up and we fucking slowly go down like Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Ooh, but I'd be Gina Davis. I get to fuck Brad Pitt. You're Sarandon. You're Sarandon, you boring bitch.
No, dude, I thought we said I was Gina Davis if I was going to be one.
No, I'm Gina Davis, dude. Me and Brad Pitt are fucking under. You get beat by your fucking husband, you fucking dumb bitch.
You're right.
I've never thought about this. I've never really thought about like whether I would be Thelma or Louise, but yeah, everyone wants to be Gina Davis, dude. That is what the fight's over.
That was the hottest Brad Pitt ever. No homo. That's when Brad Pitt came out, right? Like, that was like
hottest,
the first.
That was the hottest Gina Davis ever, maybe. No, Transylvania 65,000.
She was a model back in the day. She was actually really beautiful. She was just tall as fuck.
No, I think she was super hot.
Yeah. Hot, not, it's not the word I would use. Beautiful.
Sure.
Julia Roberts is not hot. She was beautiful.
Yeah, that's fair.
Nothing hot about
these
fuckers.
I got you. It's like, what's her face? The one that Machine Gun Kelly's wife is hot.
She's hot. Yeah. She's kind of beautiful, but then you get like high def photos of her. You're like, bitch, you got pox. You got pockmark, you fucking bitch.
Fucking Dane Cook cheek, bitch.
With your tranny kids. It's crazy. She has got three tranny children. We put it into ChatGPT for the odds of that. And even ChatGPT was like, that's a damn near impossibility. There's no way to have three tranny children unless you're doing something with them.
Donut holes.
Yes, then they'll put into ChatGPT the odds of that versus the odds that she's a crazy mom.
Yeah. She's like, well, I went to a donor clinic and got three tranny eggs. Who knew?
Dude. Yeah, man. Fucking yeah, Gina Davis was pretty cute back in the day. Oh, wait, how do we get to Gina Davis again? I get a little distracted.
Transylvania, so Thelma and Louise. Transylvania 65. Also, that was a big thing in Celebrity Sleuth magazine. And Thelma and Louise, when she's with Brad Pitt, they show her, she has a little poof in her panties where you know her beaver is. Can you go to her, Gina Davis, in Transylvania 65, 6500? Because she was pretty hot in that. But her character was like the vampire. Did you ever see that movie?
I don't think so.
I don't remember it.
It's a pretty shitty movie.
There was a series of, they did a lot of shitty vampire movies for some reason.
Yeah, making
it. She's pretty hot here. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Gina Davis. But we were
real
just
80, so, real 80s vampire there.
Jay was 10 at this time. He was like not even 10. How old were you, Jay? What year were you born?
85. I was 8.
Yeah, that's like when you're just getting like horny for chicks. Like just seeing skin like that would get you going.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I thought she was hot as fuck here. Dude.
But I used to think Elvira was hot.
She is hot.
No.
Cassandra Peterson.
She was never hot, really, dude.
Now, did you ever see her? You ever see her actual like Playboy pictures and shit?
Yeah, but that's airbrushing. You know, you never know what's really going on there.
Oh, dude, that chick fucked when she was like a showgirl in Vegas. She did great Stern interviews. She like fucked the best of the best, dude. She was hot.
Was she a lesbian? That was the whole thing. Is she came out later as a lesbian?
Maybe. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think she's a lesbian now. Hey guys, get the tiniest picture to blow up so it's in the worst possible.
Also, just look up Cassandra Peterson nude. Don't get to talk about Elvira. When there was
a drawing on some Elvira bubblegum? What the fuck was that, you fucking assholes?
Hey, I found this Elvira stamp. If you want me to.
The fuck was that?
Stamp.
This is before she was Elvira.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I mean, young Elvira was probably smoking. I remember when she was Elvira, though, dude.
No, when she was Elvira at first, she was pretty young still.
She was pretty fucking ancient. When did she become Elvira? It was great, obviously. It's great.
Yeah.
That's so like 80s, 70s, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine.
She was like a Vegas showgirl or something.
When did she become Elvira?
I don't know. Let's look that up, yo.
All right, we got it. We can take her off. We're saying nothing else about her naked body. It's fine.
Yo, sick pussy.
Sick pussy, Elvira.
Yo, Elvira, scary pussy.
Hey, why should we get Elvira on one of the shows? So wait, is Tony Yayo doing Story Wars on Monday or on doing Skanks on Monday? Is that what's happening?
He can't make it to Story Wars on the 3rd, but he will be at Skanks on Monday. But he wants to bring his boy on. He's a producer. He's pretty obsessed with having his boy on the show as well.
Ah, shit, that might be funny.
All right, let's see. We're going to hold this boy's feet to the fire. We need one more person. We need one more family member with us.
Who would be excited about that? That it would make it be fun. Not Eric Sounds. Oh, yeah.
We do a hip hop Skanks. I'll come in blackface. Give me the excuse.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. You should wear blackface. But like the real blackface with the white around your mouth and the red lips.
I was just going to say you kill a black guy, skin him, and wear real blackface.
Ooh, wear black skin.
Black, oh yeah, blackface would be good like that. Leather face blackface? leather blackface? that would be fun, though. Yeah, why not? See if Cypher Sounds will do it.
I like Cypher. Cypher's the man. Cypher is the motherfucking man.
Why are you saying like that? Like I was saying it wasn't. Like you were saying he wasn't the man.
Because you don't love Cypher, dude. I got to get back off weed now again, dude. I'm completely back hooked on weed.
Yeah.
That is how it always seems to go.
I was like, the month before Skankfest, look, I could smoke for a month right before Skankfest. Then I'll do the Skankfest. And after Skankfest, I'll be done. And then I woke up on Monday morning at 7 a.m. and I was like, I need a blunt to the head right now. I need a full-fledged blunt to the head right now.
Yeah, it's a strange come down.
Jay, where are you right now?
Salt Lake City.
Ooh, Wise Guys.
Wise Guys.
It's a great club.
Love Keith. The Wise Guys out there.
I like Salt Lake City, actually.
Surprisingly great market
great comedy market things. And also great food, Jay. There's a place like right next door that'll hook you up with just free food. And they give you like a speaky. I gotta get the name of it again, dude. He's a fan. He's gonna listen to this and he's gonna send me a DM tonight, late night. But they fucking hooked me up, dude. And they gave me like a little speakeasy room that was away from everybody. And they would just bring me like crazy delicious food, like lobster rolls and fucking barbecue, and it was really awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I think it's beautiful out here, is what I like about it.
It is beautiful out there, yeah.
Walk out. It's like a walk out, even though it's like a city. You just look over and there's like mountains everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really nice
bad place to sit down on stage, but we'll see how that goes.
Why is it? Because standing up, you get lightheaded?
Nope.
Damn it. I was trying to wonder why. Jay, Jonah, Dave, guess why? Why is it a bad place to sit on stage?
It's a bad place to sit on stage. Are you saying, was the stool uncomfortable? I don't.
Oh, I get it now. No, I got it now. Dave, let's see if you can get it because I got it.
Bad place to sit on stage. The Mormons want to suck your dick when you sit.
Nope. Oh,
you're getting there, though. It's got to do with the place. It's got to do with them.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
This is a altitude issue?
When you That's what I said.
I thought when he stood up too fast, he would pass out and hit his head. Worse than that.
It's a really scary place to sit on stage.
Got it. Yeah. All right, I'm there.
Jay, that's
what I think.
That joke stunk, and it all took us a while to get it.
Yeah, I'll take it. It was a fun little adventure to find it.
Yeah, guys, no, it was like a whole maze, and then at the end of it was like, ha ha, my friend died. That was fun. Thanks. Damn, that's cool. I'm going to go call his kids.
Nice. Let them know you can make funny out of tragedy. Time plus tragedy.
Time plus tragedy equals comedy.
Let them know what's up. Alex said her step was the best moment of her whole life.
Your whole life, Alex?
And she gave birth.
Got married, had a daughter.
Oh, yeah, got married.
I get it.
She said the most fun.
Fair.
Yeah.
That is probably what she said.
I mean, yeah, it seemed pretty awesome.
Good. I mean, could you imagine your first time being in front of that? It's like, you know, everyone, their first time on stage, I assume we all did like at least well enough to give it another shot.
Well, I guess by definition, yeah.
But could you imagine your first time murdering in front of 3,000 people?
I also couldn't, you know, my first time was at an open mic with like 6 people there, all of whom didn't give a shit at all. And it's still nerve wracking, but you can kind of lean on this, like telling yourself, like, listen, who gives a shit? Whatever happens here, we're leaving it here. 6 people saw it, whatever. So there's more of a fear going into this where it's like, yo, this is going to be like a known thing. You're not just walking away from this.
You know, I'm saying we've all done like well, like whether it's an opening for this one or that one of these big, huge places before. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what it feels like to go up and kill in those moments because you had to get to a point where you could be good enough to get invited to a situation like that. I'm saying, so imagine your first time, just going back to your first time, instead of those 6 people. It's
2,000 people
rooting so hard for you. It was like, in hindsight, you're like, man, dude, what a feeling that would have been. Because you know how intoxicating it is when you got to that. It's
got
to be.
I got there last week.
It was literally the best thing ever. I was so nervous going into it, and it could not have been more worthwhile. So thank you for pushing me into it. Because
Alex, how good of a coach was I?
Lewis, you killed, dude. We talked about jokes together one morning. I came back to you with jokes. You ditched the ones you hated, and it worked out really great.
All right, but let's be fair. Jake, how good of a coach was I? Jump on here, Jake.
Jake's not here.
Jake?
But Alex, how nice of a pre-performance pep talk did I give you?
It was really nice. The words that really resonated were you told me, Alex, the jokes are there. You really just have to tap it in. And that's when my anxiety actually calmed a little bit.
And then, G Mike, what did I say to you? I said, just be their friend. How good? I was a great coach to everyone involved. Even fucking Serafina, I gave a nice little fucking Braveheart speech. Shoot, nothing to Jake. I ignored Jake completely.
Dude, I mean, Jake didn't figure out till he started telling his first joke that the bit was that I wouldn't be helping him at all. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, the first night of Skankfest, Jake goes, if we could sit down for a few minutes tomorrow. And I went, yeah, absolutely, dude. And then I think he said it the second day night as well. And I just kept being like, yeah, I was like, how have you not gotten this yet? That was the obvious joke the whole time.
G Mike says, pretty good coach, to be honest. Pretty fucking good coach, to be honest. Damn.
You're a fucking coach, too?
I'm a good fucking coach. I'm a fucking good coach.
You teach people how to fuck good?
More dick.
Bigger dick, tighter pussies.
Have more dick.
That's your Braveheart speech. Bigger dicks, tighter pussies. Yeah.
What'd you guys think overall of the venue compared to years past?
I thought it was great. I thought it was really great. The whole setup was really good. It was the outdoor cigar lounge thing I thought was great. And then just like the whole setup of it, I thought was really great.
We're gonna do some. I don't know that we're doing the same venue next year, but we're. I mean, obviously, we're already planning, already negotiating, already trying to figure it out. There's so much room for growth. That's why when you go to a new location, you go like, "Fuck, do we really want to find another new location?" After you learn so much from that first experience, because it's fucking. Rebecca really put it best. She said, "It's like building an airplane while it's already in the sky," and it's like now I look back, I'm like, "Fuck, dude, there's so much fun stuff that we can do." I get lit on it. I really love it.
I also will say, I mean, just my two cents, and you guys put in all the work, but I particularly liked doing it this time of year also. I just liked it not being, there is something where it's just the fact that it wasn't like brutally hot. I think just let everyone be like, I remember thinking like in Vegas, like the crowds at night, you could just tell had been like drinking in the heat all day. Whereas like here, it was like cool. It was by the water. So just like, it just kind of kept like the energy of the whole place, like good the whole time.
It's also a great city for people to go get food and all kinds of shit like that too.
And get robbed.
Yeah, late night was fun. Yeah. So much fun. Late night afterwards, the strip clubs were fun. It was really, the whole experience was great. I had some great food. Best breakfast I've ever fucking had, I think, in my life. Shout out Cafe Fleur Delice. Oh my God. Dude, fucking pork belly, grits.
Hit a strip club for sure.
Yeah, no, the strip club was fun. I went two nights, maybe three. I don't even know.
It's a great cafe. Yeah. I might still be there.
Yeah. At one point, one dude just handed me maybe $500 in singles. He was like, "Here, dude." I was like, "What?" He was like, "Yeah." He was like, "I'm going to leave." He was like, "Just give them out to the strippers."
Isn't that funny? I have these moments in life. I remember me and Jay, we used to stew on this because it made us so angry. But back in the day when Tracy Morgan used to park his yellow Lamborghini right outside the cellar and the cops wouldn't give him tickets because they'd be like, "No, it's Tracy Morgan." And you'd be kind of like, "Yeah, what the fuck though, dude? He's a millionaire. He doesn't care if you." But there is something that the more money you make, the more people end up just handing you money. Yeah. And there's times where you're just like, "Dude, I would have really loved this at a time in my life." Like, you imagine a time in your life where someone just handed you $500, just like, "Hey, this will be funny."
I'd be like, "I got away with something," and I would leave the strip club 2 seconds after.
You would literally throw three singles down and then go back to your hotel.
Yeah, let them see that I'm doing it.
3 years ago, I would have broken down crying. Like, God had granted me my biggest wish ever. And then there's like, look, you know, I'll go to restaurants and like, you know, you'll know the owner and then they don't charge you. And you're like, "You're right." It's a very weird thing. You're like, Joe Rogan probably never pays for dinner anywhere he goes ever.
Yeah.
And Joe Rogan could literally without making a difference in his, fuck you, Dave. How about that? How about you? And fuck you. We're not that deep in the Rogan verse. We assume that we can only imagine what happens at a Rogan.
Yeah, you can't see him pay. You're standing outside the restaurant trying to look in the window. Obviously you can't see from that angle.
Damn, Dave's so deep in the Rogan verse that he knows he pays for dinner sometimes.
Damn, dude.
I know that he hooked us all up, all of us, with the barbecue joint last time we were out there. Last time the three of us were out there together.
Yeah.
Franklin's? Or not Franklin's.
Terry Black's.
Yeah.
Well, they just hook us up individually now.
Yeah.
Except the last time we went, I was like, "I'll pay," because I know they charged me so little. Like, and then, they just gave me the sides for free, and I had to pay for all the meat for the entire guest.
"Hey, Lewis, you actually owe us for the last seven times we comped you."
Yeah.
What is it, the stand?
Should we wrap this bad boy up? We got to do some ad reads, I know.
We do.
Thank you all for hanging out with us here in the live chat. And then we'll catch you guys back in the stand Monday with Tony Yayo.
Hell yeah.
Yayo.
Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.